Good morning, brothers and sisters. Shalom. Happy Father's Day and happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father. I'm so glad to be here today. I'm so grateful. My name is Belinda Liu. My husband is Pastor Jeffrey Chu, and we have a son, and he will be 17 next week. Last month, when I was in a mission trip, the missionary who led the mission trip asked me to preach at a church there just a few days before Sunday. I felt a bit nervous and excited because I was given a chance to preach. Thank God there was Wi-Fi in the hotel. I needed to search for the hotel Wi-Fi before I was able to connect using the right hotel password. Once I connected with the hotel Wi-Fi, I could freely prepare for my sermon. And this made me feeling grateful and fruitful in this mission trip. In a similar way, we can live a grateful and fruitful life when we are connected to God. But there is a password for the connection to God. Do you know what it is? Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it's only through Jesus that we can get connected to God, because He's the only way to God. The title of my sermon today is Glorify the Father with Fruitful Life, from John 15, 1-17. In what way we can avoid mediocre life and glorify God with fruitful life? The background of chapter 15 is that Jesus was having the Last Supper with disciples during the Passover. Jesus knew that it was about time for him to leave his disciples and go to the cross. So after the dinner, what did Jesus do? He washed his disciples' feet. Through his action, he taught them the importance of humility and loving one another. John 15 starts with, "I am the true vine." Up until this point, Jesus had used the phrase, "I am, I am, I am." Repetition in the Bible is used for emphatic. Jesus really wanted his disciple to know who he is before his departure to the cross. There are seven particular important metaphorical I am statements where Jesus reveals his person and his ministry. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way. I am the truth and the life. I am the true vine." How are these I am statements impress you when Jesus introduced himself? Jesus used this I am self-declaration the same way when God introduced himself in Exodus 3:14, where God used the Hebrew verb eyeh to reveal his name to Moses. Many Bible verses indicate Jesus, known as the Word, existed throughout eternal with God, having an interpersonal relationship with God the Father, including John 1:1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." In John 10:30, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." According to John 15:1-17, there are three keys to achieving fruitful life. The first key to achieve a fruitful life is get to know who Jesus is. It is important to know the right source of our life. Why was Jesus frequently telling people who he is? It is because Jesus wants us to put our trust in him, to experience his grace for us, to live a fruitful life, in order that the Father's name be glorified. Let's read together John 15:1-2. Ready, go. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." Jesus used a metaphor to help us to remember that the relationship between himself and us is just like that, the relationship of the vine and its branches. When Jesus said he was the true vine, he was actually symbolizing himself to be the true Israel. In the Old Testament, The vine generally represents Israel. God brought Israel out of Egypt and planted them in the promised land, expecting the Israelites to live fruitful lives for his glory and become God's instruments to bless the Gentiles. It is because God wants all people to get saved. But the Israelites, God's chosen people, turned into wild vines, bearing bad fruit because they did not live according to God's will. They worshipped God outwardly, but their inner lives were dry and ugly, unable to bear good fruit, unable to become a blessing to others. Although God had chosen them to be his children, but their lives could not manifest the glory of God. I think we all don't want to be like them, bearing bad fruit, right? So the first key to bear good fruit is get to know Jesus. How do you get to know Jesus? How do you get to know someone usually? What do you do to keep in touch with your friend? Maybe you WhatsApp them, you talk to them, you walk with them, you tell them your problems, right? The same way we get to know Jesus, we walk and talk to him through prayer. We listen to his words through the sermon or Bible study. We ask for his help and guidance. The more we have interaction with him, the more we know him. Jesus said that he is the true vine, and the Father is the vine dresser, someone who cultivates the vine. Those who abide in Jesus are the true disciples and will bear much fruit. However, the vine dresser also prunes the branch and that bears fruit so that it may bear more and better fruit. The works, he works to remove, cut away the rotten parts of our lives so that we may have the capacity to grow good fruit. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we will unavoidably encounter some unpleasant experiences in our lives because of the pruning. But we must not shrink back, because our Heavenly Father who loves us wants to make our lives more beautiful and brilliant so that we can bear more and better fruit without any obstacles, so that we may glorify our Heavenly Father and be channel of blessing to others. We must be thankful that the Lord Jesus we believe in is a true vine, and we, as his branches, will get all the nourishment from him. And we should be grateful to have our Heavenly Father be our vine dresser. Let's be comforted when afflictions befall us, knowing that the Father has a purpose in our lives. Although, from an earthly point of view, suffering hurt us and seem to destroy us. But from a spiritual point of view, suffering produces good fruit in us. We should never forget that the salvation, the greatest blessing in the world, is the result of the greatest suffering in the world. Therefore, every time when we prune by God, although the pain is severe, we will receive the indescribable comfort when we think of good purpose of our Father, who is the vine dresser. In Hebrews 12:11, "For the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruits of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So let's stick with Him. Let's stick with Him. No matter we are in good time or bad time, we are to abide in Him. And abiding in Jesus is the second key to achieve fruitful life. Let's read together John 15, 3 to 7, 1, 2, 3. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I'm in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. In verse 5, Jesus repeated that he is the vine to remind his disciples that trying to convince them to abide in him. How many abide in me phrases can you count in these few verses? Yes, 6 times in this small portion of Bible. Remember, repetitions in the Bible are usually for emphatic and clarity. They are very important literary devices. Now, let's get closer to see the meaning, the biblical concept of abide in Jesus. Abide in Jesus, it means remain, to stay, don't leave, dwell, continue, endure. A branch must remain connected to the vine to sustain its life. Otherwise, the branch cannot bear fruit by itself. Similarly, believers will not be able to produce fruit if they do not remain in their relationship with Jesus, because the eternal life a believer receives in order to bear fruit originates from Jesus. Jesus is the source of life and a source to achieving a fruitful life. So what is this? it's a branch of dry, it's a bunch of dry branches. Yeah, you ate lychee already. Okay, good. Jesus said in verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. I take this to impress you so that you have good memory about it. Here, it does not mean that the person will lose his salvation. It simply means that God cannot use this person to be the salt and light of this world for his glory. We should know that a believer is not saved by doing good works, but is saved for doing good works. A believer is not saved by doing good works, but is saved for doing good works. Is saved for doing good works. Jesus gave his final instruction to his disciples in the upper room for constituting a fruitful ministry in John chapter 13 to 17. Before Jesus' departure for dying on the cross, he promised to send the Holy Spirit to be his representative, to stay with his disciples forever. With the help and power of the Holy Spirit, he expected his disciples to experience life transformation and to fulfill the Great Commission. Go, share the gospel, and make disciples. Jesus said in verse 7, If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. When you stay connected with Jesus in our life and allow his words to transform our lives, our prayers will get answered in his will. This way, we are on the right track in achieving a fruitful life and glorifies the Father. Let's read together verse 8. Okay, 1, 2, 3. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be disciples. So we are created in God's image. Glorifying the Father is the purpose of our life and a proof that we are Jesus' real disciples. The Holy Spirit will help us. The Holy Spirit will help us to bear fruit if we abide in Jesus and his words. So to recap, the first key to achieving a fruitful life is get to know who Jesus is. Second is to abide in Jesus. Now the third key is to lift out the love of the Father. Let's read together the Bible, John 15, 9 to 11. 1, 2, 3. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I kept spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Love is an identification mark of disciples. If someone hasn't been loved by others, he will never know how to love others. Do you agree? Jesus called us to abide in his love. How? To keep his commandments. His commandments are not burdensome. Jesus had obeyed the Father's commandments, although he knew the cost he needed to pay. Because of love, he was willing to die on the cross for our sins in order to save us, to live for his glory. So, what is genuine love? What is genuine love? It is sacrificial. It's forgiving. Forgiving others and ourselves. Just as the perfect love demonstrated by our Heavenly Father and his only Son, Jesus. This kind of genuine love should motivate us to love each other. This kind of genuine love should motivate us to love each other. And our hearts will be filled with joy. Let's read John 15, 12 to 17. John 12 to 15. 1, 2, 3. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do you call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Continue. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another. Before we came to know Jesus, he has already chosen us to be his disciple. His love for us is shown in His choosing us and ordaining us to be His prime instruments of the Father's glory. How did you choose your spouse? How are you going to choose your spouse? What is your criteria? Did you choose your spouse because she is beautiful and hardworking? Is it because he is rich and kind? I chose my husband because he was a nice person. And now he's even nicer than before. But Jesus chose us not because we are good. Jesus chose us not because we are good, but not because we are capable. Jesus chose us not because we are good, not because we are capable. He chose us entirely out of His grace that we can become holy instruments in the Father's hand, growing in life transformation and spiritual maturity to labor the harvest, to bringing nations into obedience to Christ. He called us to be His agents and ambassadors to bear fruit, beginning with the fruit of the Spirit. Can you say loud it together with me? But the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Do you feel kind of hard to achieve all these spiritual fruits? No worry, no worry. As long as we abide in Jesus and follow His commandments and willing to pray for it, the Holy Spirit is here and ready to help us. At all time, so that we may live a fruitful life to glorify the Father. I would like to tell you one of my stories about experiencing God and how His joy filled me. It is not enough just having knowledge about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you really experience the Lord in your life and heart, you will really know who He is. Many years ago, after I accepted Jesus as my Savior, I was eager to learn God's Word and by attending Sunday school. Then, a few years later, I prayed to God that I really wanted to learn how to share gospel effectively. So I wish to enroll in Wednesday night evangelism training. But I have been teaching singing on Wednesday nights. If I give up teaching on Wednesday nights, I will lose a part of my income. So I pray to God to grant me some other students in the morning sessions in order that I may experience His grace. After praying, I immediately signed up for the evangelism explosion training. And I told my student that I had to go to church on Wednesday night. It happened that that particular students had no other time to match my time. Amazingly, about 2 weeks later, God doubly blessed me and provided me with two students that preferred to have lessons in the morning. It seems that I was sacrificing my time and the opportunity to earn more money, but because of my desires to abide in Jesus and follow His commandment to preach the gospel, I was doubly blessed. This was how I experienced the loving kindness of Heavenly Father. Did you ever experience the goodness of our Heavenly Father? If you haven't, try meditate John 7 and 17. Let's read. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, you may be given to you. This is another verses that the promise of God, right? Ask, seek, and knock. Then you will receive, you will find, and it will open for you. The door will open for you. So now we come to the conclusion. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to realize how much our Heavenly Father loves us. He has sent His beloved only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, so that we may live to glorify the Father with fruitful life. And God has sent His Holy Spirit to empower us to be the light and salt in the world. Whoever did not bear fruit, He will cut off that branch. And whoever bear fruit, He prunes. It is our blessings that Jesus has chosen us to be children of God. By bearing good fruit, we may gradually overcome all kinds of difficulties and challenges in our life. By abiding in Jesus and His words, keep His commandments. Brothers and sisters, let's close our eyes and open our hearts for a moment of reflection. Are you willing to spend 15 minutes to read the Bible every day, to know more about God and seek for life transformation? Are you willing to spend 5 minutes to share your testimony or share the gospel to others when God gives you the opportunity? 3, are you willing to glorify the Father with fruitful life? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word we studied today in John 15. A metaphor that Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. We are grateful that you are our vine dresser. Thank you, Father, for being our source of life. May the Holy Spirit help us to abide in Jesus Christ, to keep your commandments and live out the love of Jesus Christ and the love of the Father. Please lead us to achieve fruitful life in life transformation. And please mold us to be the useful agents and ambassadors for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.